WRNN FM 99.5 presents Heather Hansen O'Neill on the humanity of sales, where purpose meets profit. Made possible by Tammy Hardy, certified financial planner and founder of Thrive Private Wealth Strategies. This is where we shine a light on local business leaders who are actively helping our community and learn about the correlation between doing good and profitability. And now, Heather Hansen O'Neill.
Hello and welcome to the Humanity of Sales, where purpose meets profit. I have a great show for you today, but for anyone who's new to listening, this is the place where we shine a light on businesses who are doing the right things for their people, their customers, and our community. Fascinating stories of seeking, finding, and expanding humanity, and the correlation between taking those right actions and profitability. Before I introduce our guest, let's start with a story and a tip. Recently, LeVar Burton was given the National Endowment of the Humanities Medal. And if you don't know who he is, he started as the host of the PBS Kids Educational Program called Reading Rainbow. Anyone as old as I am remembers that. And then he was Kunta Kinte in the ABC miniseries Roots. And he's also part of Star Trek The Next Generation. So he's done a lot. He's very cool, great actor. But what I loved was that during the ceremony, he said, "I believe that humanity is meant to thrive and flourish, and that doesn't happen without context. The arts and the humanities are our vessel for context." So remember, part of what we're doing here is providing you context, and that comes in the form of stories. And that's why we shine a light on these companies who are doing great things. Do you know anyone who deserves to have a light shined on them and their humanity or their moments of humanity? Then please let me know. Contact me at heather@thehumanityofsales.com. And next, a tip. Every day, commit to acknowledging three people. How easy is that? Leading with humanity doesn't have to be about the big things. It can be those consistent small moments of kindness. And when you give people the recognition that they deserve and they desire, it creates loyalty and a commitment to doing the right thing for your customers. And when your customers feel taken care of, they will come back. And they'll tell other people to use you. But you don't have to worry about every step between kindness and profit. Just focus on the action of acknowledging those three people per day. It will come back to you. I guarantee it. And now it's time to introduce our special guests. First, we have Sean Gibson, who is a true native of the Grand Strand. He's born and raised in the Forestbrook and Sacastie communities and graduated from Sacastie High School. He chose to forego attending college and began a career in law enforcement. He retired from the South Carolina Highway Patrol in 2016. He's been married for 27 years. He's got two beautiful children, and he started Advanced Power Washing Business in 2017. He offers services to many homeowners and business owners throughout the Grand Strand. Advanced Power Washing LLC does an amazing job with exterior cleaning and maintenance. And he focuses mostly on the many aspects of residential and commercial cleaning, and also includes epoxy flooring. But we'll find out a little bit more about that momentarily. I want to introduce you first to another great guest that we have today, Dana Black. Dana and her husband, Michael, felt a calling and saw a need to do something about homelessness in our area. And they applied for their 501c3 status and in 2009 purchased their first property. In 2013, they wrote a grant and built a shelter house in 2015. And in 2019, they purchased 12 acres adjacent to their current location and are about to break ground on a multi-million dollar facility so that they can continue to help men, women, and children through the Compass community. Now, welcome to both of you. I'm so excited to have you on here. I'm going to start first with Sean, who I met first. Hey, Sean, how are you feeling today?
I'm doing good, Heather. Thanks for having me.
I'm very excited to speak with you. I've known Sean for a little while, and I know him to be someone who's very giving in nature. He does an amazing job. Every time that I hear from someone who has used his services with Advanced Power Washing, they're always talking about not only the great job that they do, but what a pleasure it was to work with Sean. And so, Sean, do you think that that has something to do with the success of your company, is the focus that you have on service and doing the right things?
Yeah, I think that really we focus on trying to build relationships with our customers, and I think just the personal touch of, building those one-on-one relationships, and on top of that, doing really good work for the customer, they have us back again and again, and that's really important to us as well.
Well, here on the humanity of sales, where purpose meets profit, we focus on the fact that there is a correlation between doing good and profitability, right? So we help people understand just what you know naturally, which is when you do the right things, when you do good work, it comes back to you. And so I do want to ask you just a little bit about the backstory so that we can bring the lovely Dana on. So tell me, in your own words, how you know Dana.
Well, I've known Dana for pretty much most of my life. Her son and I were very good childhood friends, and we grew up together. She put up with us a lot as teenagers. We probably maybe caused a few gray hairs. I'm not sure, but she was outside of my own wonderful mother. She's like a mother to me as well, and she was very instrumental for me and her son as we were growing up, just basically just being a good motherly figure. She's a very, very giving woman, has a huge heart. The business is concerned, we try to give back to the community and give back to organizations that our business has been blessed with a lot of customers and a lot of work. So we're luckily and blessed to be in a position to where we can give back. It was really my first thought was to, Dana's got such a huge heart and wants to help people who are in, sometimes tough situations or situations that they can't control. We wanted to at least give back to with
Yeah.
what she's trying to accomplish and move forward with.
I love that that's part of who you are and what you do, and that you chose that. And I'm going to come back to you in a moment to learn more about specifically the initiative that you had to help. But I want to talk for first to Dana. Dana, tell us a little bit more about this calling of yours and the journey that you're on.
Well, we were getting close to retirement and had our own plans, what we wanted to do in retirement. And so we had moved down to the Myrtle Beach area, had a place here, and we were back and forth. And we just kept hearing about homeless people. And we kept hearing about homeless women and women with children and veterans. And so we started checking into it a little bit. And we actually, which is a weird story, I know it sounds weird, but we had a local church give us four homeless men, and we took them to our condo and we overnighted them at the condo. And we all slept on blow up mattresses on the floor. I fed them dinner, fed them breakfast the next morning, and then took them back to town. And what it did was it gave us an idea of what it's like to be homeless. And my husband was especially touched because these were men, and he realized that these men had had wives and children, and they had had jobs, and so different things had happened to each of them in their lives that put them in the situation they were in then. And it was a very touching time. We enjoyed it, and people looked at us like we were a little crazy, but it worked out beautifully. It really did.
Well, I'm a fan of the crazy. I mean, what you did, it's very much that grassroots, and now look at all that you are doing. Can you share a little bit about the journey from that first night do you with on blow up beds in this condo to this new initiative that you have with the facility?
Well, we started in 2010. We we acquired the first facility, and it was a big mess, and the community surrounded us and helped us repair it. So they did a really great job. And then we realized not long afterwards that it was too small. There was a bigger need. So in 2015, we opened a 5,000 square foot. So we had a 3,400 square foot. Then we opened a 5,000 square foot. But in this one, we were able to have a veterans wing, and we were able to have family rooms where you had your own room with your children and you had your own bathroom. And this was really important to me as a being a mom, that we needed to have something like this. So we have really enjoyed utilizing these two buildings for a long time. And then just probably around 2018 or 19, we were looking to add another building to the existing property, and we checked around us or surrounding our property, and no one wanted to sell us anything or give us anything. And so we looked to the next logical place, which was the 12.37 acres, and we sort of looked at each other like, well, we don't really need that much. However, they took our offer first time, and we were in shock. And so then COVID happened and everything slowed down. And so now we're boosting up again, and we are working towards getting the infrastructure done, because you have to do that first. We have the things like the land has been checked to make sure it's good land with the Corps of Engineers. We've been talking to some other engineers about infrastructure. So that's sort of where we are. And we're hoping to, by the end of this year, actually have something lined up so that we can break ground.
Oh, that is very,
We're really
very
excited. Yeah.
interesting. Yes. Now, you recently went through a rebrand, right? So for if anyone knows you who's listening to the radio right now, can you just tell them about where that is?
We had the North Strand Housing Shelter on this property, and when we acquired the 12 acres, we decided, well, we need to have something different. And so we renamed the 501c3. We renamed it to the Compass Community. Then the 12 acres is the Compass Neighborhood, because this will be a neighborhood of like 150 plus people living there, learning to take care of their cars, learning to financial planning, getting counseling, just a variety of things. And then we, along with that, we still have the shelter. So we've changed it to the North Strand Community home, because it's more like a home than it is a shelter. We don't have the big rows and rows and rows of beds. It's all set up like a private home. So we thought that was a better name for the shelter.
Yes, I love that so much. That's beautiful. Now, so I have three sons, so I know all about gray hair, but do you agree with Sean that they caused you a little angst from time to time?
Actually, at that time, I was a little too young to get gray hair. I paid up for it double time.
So Sean, can you tell us a little bit more about Advanced Power Wash and some of the things that you do?
Absolutely. We're exterior cleaning and maintenance company. We do that for residential, or we offer that for residential and commercial. The meat and potatoes of what we do is mostly like house washing or building washing. We offer concrete cleaning, rust stain removal, gutter cleaning, a myriad of just a little bit of exterior window cleaning. So pretty much anybody who has a residential property or has a business, we can take care of that. We do regular annual maintenance. We do quarterly maintenance for businesses and things of that nature. We also offer, earlier this year, we went and got trained and certified on installing epoxy flooring. So, we do that for garage floors, patios. You have concrete, we can pretty much install it. That's kind of the meat and potatoes of what we do.
Fantastic. Now, before we go to our commercial break, I'd like you to plant the seed of what you decided to do. You had a special initiative for this month, was it, that you decided that you wanted to contribute to the Compass community in Dana's fundraising project?
Yeah, so it was for the month of September. We did some social media posts and stuff, and asked for our followers to like and share. And since our business has been so blessed with work and we wanted to give back to the community, so what we're going to do is we're going to take a portion of our total monthly sales for the month of September, and we're going to make a donation to the Compass community on behalf of Advanced Power Wash.
I love that. And I'm a big fan of cliffhangers. So you're going to tell us a little bit more about what that looks like when we come back from the break. Okay, Sean?
Okay.
Hello, my name is Tammy Hardy, and I'm a certified financial planner and founder of Thrive Private Wealth Strategies. I'm focused on helping clients build confidence and achieve their financial and life goals. I provide financial planning, investment management, tax planning, and estate strategies. And I'm also passionate about helping women build their financial confidence. Reach out to me, Tammy Hardy, today at thrivepws.com. That's thrivepws.com. Thank you.
Hello and welcome back to the Humanity of Sales. I am here, the great pleasure of speaking to Dana Black of the Compass Community and Sean Gibson of Advanced Power Wash LLC. So we were talking with Sean and Dana about what they do and something special that Sean decided to do in September through Advanced Power Wash to be able to donate to the initiative that the Compass community has to help the homeless in our area. So would you like to fill us in again, Sean, on what that resulted in for the month of September and what you're planning to donate?
And I failed to mention before, we actually volunteered and donated our power washing services to the shelter as well. We came out, cleaned up the property, all of the buildings, and the concrete, anything that really needed it, we just took care of it so they could have a nice clean facility. And and now as a result of all of the sales, we're going to be able to make we considered a good sizable donation to the shelter on behalf of Advanced Power Wash.
Wonderful. Well, I mean, that's so exciting. And Dana, isn't it wonderful when you have impacted someone and they see the good that you're doing, and then they are inspired to help you in your work? What do you feel when something like that happens?
Well, especially because I know Sean, that's very special. But what I did, I originally called him. I said, Sean, I said, our house is a mess. I said, you know, we're sort of halfway out of town in the country, and we get a lot of mold and mildew on the sidewalk and the porches and buildings, and we have, you know, hundreds of people coming through our facility every year. And so porches and sidewalks really get messed up. And so he says, I will come out and take care of it. And he did. He came out twice. It was absolutely gorgeous because they have the power in their company to do that. A small power wash doesn't clean up like they can clean. So he did a really, really good job. And talk about professionalism. They showed up when they said they would show up. They did the job they said they would do. And they talked to me about it and what to expect and all of those things. And you don't always get that with people that are volunteering to do something. Mm-hmm. It's especially nice. I live somewhat on a schedule. So it was really nice to just know that he was there when he said he was going to be there and do the job. And no one had to check up behind him. And, you know, I worked in construction for 20 years. And construction doesn't go like that a lot. So this was a real treat. It really was.
That's actually what I was going to say, Dana, is that sometimes we don't end up getting that kind of service even when we're paying for it. And then he's donating the service too. That's especially wonderful. Now, I hear that you have a story with a grant process. So would you like to share how things happened with the grant?
I'm not sure which grant. We do so many grants. I'm so
sorry.
Oh,
you do? You have multiple grants? I had no idea.
We have to, because we're supported by the community, mm-hmm. and we don't get the big federal dollars. And so our community is very good, but we do have some small grants that we get and apply for during the year. Yes, we're looking forward to it. We have applied or have talked to the state about helping us with the infrastructure. So we're waiting to get a contract on that. If we get a contract on that, that will help our infrastructure tremendously. So that's where we are with that. So we're just sort of waiting now for that.
I love it. But still, those individual donations, everything counts, doesn't it?
It does. Every penny counts. And we live on a very small budget. We don't have a whole lot of employees. We do not feed our people because the community either brings food in, or we go out there, or businesses make food for us and we pick it up. So our food and our dry goods are all donated by churches and individuals and businesses. So it's really always, every month it's encouraging to see what's going to happen.
And I love that. That's a shift in perspective, isn't it? Sometimes people would be like, every month we don't know what's going to happen. But you're saying we are encouraged by, the surprise, the abundance of what's going to happen. And that shift in perspective, I believe sometimes it's what you focus on expands, right? And you're focusing on that goodness and expanding it. And
Yes.
so love that. I love that. Now, Sean, we were chatting a little bit before about creating change, right? And about how sometimes we get so caught up in the world in general about passing judgment that that's not something that can actually make change. So, what do you think helps to make change that's different than that?
Just going out there and setting an example of the change that you kind of have to be that change, the way I see it. You can't, passing judgment on people is not a way to create change. You've got to be the change and set the example of the change that you would like to see take place. Like I said before, passing judgment is not really going to change anybody's mind on how you'd like to see the world. But I know that, just basically showing love and being a loving person, it's not always easy to do, but that's the best way to affect change.
It is. That's so important. We have to get out there and set the example, you said, and be the change, represent the change. I think that that is how we're able to move forward in a powerful way. Now, I don't know if you're familiar with it, Dana, but just recently released was a book called Unsheltered. None of us are home until all of us are home by Dennis Patoko and Peggy Wilms. Are you familiar with that book?
No, I'm not.
I'm going to send it to you. It's very powerful. And I know both of the authors, and they're lovely, lovely people. And it's about changing the narrative on homelessness, right? And it ties in to what Sean and I were just talking about shifting into we don't know someone else's story. So how can we just serve and help so that that people can move forward in a better way? If you had to come up with one thing that you would say to our listeners that could help them to either help you or better understand or move forward more powerfully, what would it be?
Well, our focus is not on just giving someone a bed or food. We do that. We do it for free. But our focus is really to help people make a change in their lives, because just feeding them is a band-aid, and I know it's necessary, don't get me wrong, and just housing them overnight isn't enough. We have to show people that there's a way to change their lives to move forward and get back on their feet, which is one reason why we let them stay long enough to find a job and then save money. We also, while they're there, we give them the counseling, we give them life skills classes, we give them financial planning, because most of the people that are homeless struggle. If they've got a car, they don't know how to take care of it. Their money doesn't go to keep the car running. The car breaks down and then they lose their job and then or their apartment or whatever. So our focus on really making a change is to help them see the path to go down to really move forward and not to just exist.
That element of education that you include in there to give them new skills, new ideas, new mindsets, some of that financial strategies that you were talking about, I think is a wonderful addition to, you have the bed, which is very important for them in the moment, right? But how do we change the scenario? It's doing all the other things that you're part of as well. So from my heart to yours, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for all you're doing. And I'd like to encourage anyone listening, if you would like to learn more, you can go to wearethecompass.com. Dana, is that the right address?
It is. Wearethecompass.com.
Okay, wonderful. And if you are interested in learning more about Sean Gibson and Advanced Power Wash, where would they go for that, Sean?
They can visit us on our Facebook page, Advanced Power Wash MB, like as in Myrtle Beach, or we also have a website, advancedpowerwashmb.com, and they can learn more about us there and all our services and what we offer.
Okay, and I have one last question for you before I send us off and encourage everyone to come back and see us again next week, Sunday at 10 a.m. But I would like to, because the show focuses at where purpose meets profit, you mentioned that you've gotten, quite a few clients and that you're very grateful and blessed for having done that. Do you think that there's a correlation in having that business growth and the way that you view the world and how you show up doing some of the things that we've been talking about today?
Absolutely. I think that it all kind of ties in together. It's a saying. I hope I don't mess it up. It's we're always bigger. We're a part of something always bigger than ourselves. So no matter what we go out there and do, it just doesn't affect me, Sean, as an individual. Everything I do, everything I say, I represent something bigger than myself. I'm not just representing myself. So when I get out there, I'm representing not only my business, I actually represent my family, or it could be, if somebody's employed by someone else, they're representing who they work for. Everything you do is really bigger than just yourself.
Love that. It is so true. And it is where my mindset was in creating the humanity of sales. If we can all just work together toward that bigger purpose, we can create change. And that is what you're both doing, Sean Gibson of Advanced Power Wash and Dana Black of the Compass Community. Thank you. Thank you for being who you are and making an impact in our community.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Heather.
And join us next week at 10 a.m. right here on 99.5, and you'll hear a fascinating interview with Sandy Hendrick of HTC. You'll hear about some of their fantastic programs and stories, and you'll learn why they spend such a large portion of their budget on sponsorships and donations. Spoiler alert, part of the reason has to do with the value that they receive in return. Remember, this is the humanity of sales where purpose meets profit for a reason. We'll see you next Sunday at 10 a.m. right here on Hot Talk 99.5.
You've been listening to Heather Hanson O'Neill, host of The Humanity of Sales, brought to you by Tammy Hardy, certified financial planner and founder of Thrive Private Wealth Strategies. Be sure to tune in each week on Sunday at 10 a.m. for more strategies and stories of purpose and profit.